Coy hands off Smithman. He's got a nice hole up the middle. And he'll have that first down on the opening carry right up the middle for David Smithman. And they'll move the chains, Barnegat will. Give Smithman a cool 12 yards on his first carry of the night. They'll sit it right at the 35-yard line.
I think the one advantage of this wind dying down, it will help McCoy, who does like to put it up, Kevin, and he has quite an arm. So the weather factor goes in the Bengals' favor.
McCoy hands off again. This time Smithman stopped right at the line. My number 78. That is Lewis Colidas. He'll be joined up front, Colidas, by John Connell, Eddie Kendall, and Ryan Prout. Jack Vitale, Kurt Van Benscotten, and Kevin O'Connor are the linebackers. Dan Traynor, Jashawn Woodard, Chris Falconetti, and Chris Oliphant, your defensive backfield. Gain of one, second down and nine. McCoy, back to pass, the lefty on the bubble screen. He's got salt, and he's got space. He's into Point Barrow territory, breaks a tackle, 40, 30. Finally brought down Jordan Salt on the little bubble screen. And he got some momentum, and he took it a long way.
Well, you know, the screen was set up, and it was hit so quick, Kevin, that he was in front of two or three of his linemen that were supposed to be in front of him. But Salk, who broke a couple of tackles, picks up big yards.
32 yards on the play, first down and 10 at the 32 of Point Barrow. McCoy from the shotgun formation takes a snap, back to pass, steps up, he's got some pressure. Breaks a tackle. This time, though, he's going to be brought down. He won't get away from this one. Credit the sack to John Connell, a senior defensive end. Loss of six, so we'll call it second down and 16.
Yeah, I do want to mention that Smithman, in game number six, suffered a concussion and missed game seven, came back last week in game eight, and had a pretty good effort. So those symptoms, with the new high school rules of sitting 10 days, helped out Smithman. So he's back full tilt now.
Empty backfield, McCoy back to pass, looks downfield. He's got a man down the left sideline. He's open, but he's going to overthrow. Salt, who was open down the left sideline, but McCoy, who is headed to Wake Forest on a baseball scholarship, needed to put a little more air under that one. Incomplete. Third down and 16.
Yeah, McCoy's an interesting story, Kevin, because, if I ask you how many games he won last year as a pitcher, would you know?
I do not.
He won one game last year as a starting pitcher.
Hmm.
So, obviously,
a lot of no decisions.
Obviously, somebody saw a lot of talent in that left arm.
Here's McCoy again, back to pass. Pressure again, and he's going to be sacked again. A whole lot of heat coming on, and it's John Connell again. And a promising drive will end with a punt here for the Bengals. They got down to the 32, and it's almost back to midfield.
Yeah, Ryan Prout also in there. From his linebacking spot. McCoy in a definite passing situation. They sent the house and Burrow in. McCoy had no time. So the good drive is stalled with a couple of sacks.
Moran will go back to punt. He's sitting right on his own 40. Good snap. Kick is away. End over end one. Fair catch by Traynor. And Point Barrow will go on offense for the second time tonight. Their opening drive resulting in a 38-yard field goal. 5:01 left in the opening quarter. Second possession of the night for the Barrow. They lead it 3-0. And they'll start this drive at their own 14-yard line.
Our first scoring update of the night. Jackson has taken a 6-0 lead at home against the Bombers of Sarrahville.
There you go. Munley Field in Jackson for the Jaguars tonight. Dunbar again. This time he'll pitch it outside to Traynor. He'll get a couple. Brought down by Stoma, second leading tackler on this Barnegat team. 69 tackles for the junior outside backer.
Well, we do know that somebody else will touch the ball tonight for the Panthers.
First time, right?
Yes. You know, once you start zeroing in on Dunbar, that's what makes the option so effective. You start zeroing in on Dunbar, that pitch is wide open.
Give him a gain of 3 second down and 7 for the Panthers. Olafant in motion, and he'll take the pitch, and he'll be brought down for a loss. Good job by Pat Moran, the senior or the junior defensive back who came up and read that one. I guess officially we'll call it no gain. It'll bring a 3rd down and 7. Now, Ed, 3rd and 7 is a passing situation for just about everyone, but this is a Burrow team that only gains about 50 yards a game in the air.
Yeah, it's definitely a passing situation, and inside their own 20, don't know if with a 3-0 lead, if Sean Henry will take any chances here. Wouldn't be surprised if I see option here.
Tight formation, no real wide receiver. Here's Dunbar, he is back to pass, looks deep downfield. He's got a man deep, and it's incomplete, broken up. He actually had Kyle McGarry, who had a little step on Jordan Salt. And Dunbar didn't do a bad job of throwing it. A little short.
Jim Nacion.
There is a flag down on the play. Probably a holding from where it's...
Yeah, the referee threw it.
Roughing the passer, I'm told, maybe.
Okay, that's our usually friend, a call from the referee.
Our friend Jim Rochford up here in the press box operating the clock as part of the officials crew, and he gave me that roughing the pass signal, and he's right. So this will keep the drive alive. Point Burrow would have had the punt from deep in their own zone, and now they'll get a first down. Boy, that one hurts for Barnegat.
Yeah, it's a tough penalty for Barnegat. It's a big mistake there, a little bit overzealous by one of the defensive linemen. They had some good pressure on Dunbar. He did throw a pretty nice pass. He did underthrow it, though, but Nacion came back and knocked it down, so... prevented the touchdown.
First and 10 from the 31-yard line. Trainer in motion. Dunbar hits to the A-back. Vital breaks a tackle and is tripped up. First time tonight we've seen Jack Vital, the 6'2", 210-pound senior, who's been very productive of late for this Burrow team, a Burrow team that earned a spot in the playoffs with a rout of Manchester last week, an impressive performance, 36-0. In a winner-take-all game, that winner of that game headed to the playoffs, the losers in the consolation round, and that's where Manchester is this weekend. We'll give Vital 8 on that play to the 40-yard line, 2nd and 2. He'll get it again for the second time, and this one will be just at the stick. See where they mark it. Should be enough for the first down.
Yeah, I think they did get it. And Vital, Kev, has benefited from the outstanding games and progression of John Dunbar in the last 3 weeks, because as I mentioned, as they zero in on Dunbar, it opens up that dive back and that pitch man, and Vital has taken advantage of that and had some good games.
So it will be a first down. The ball sitting at the 42-yard line. Point Burrow on the drive. They lead it 3-0 with 2:26 left in the opening quarter. Dunbar rolls around the right. He's going to keep it himself, but he's going to be brought down for a loss that time. Good penetration by Ryan Morris, the 6'6", 248-pound senior, headed to Purdue University to play a little tight end after the season is over.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a read on if Morris is flipping sides, if Burrow has any tendency to run left or right. Right now, Morris is flipping sides, so he is definitely keying on one individual. We'll see if we can pick that out.
Loss of 1, 2nd and 11. Dunbar again will keep it, and he's not going to get much at all. Nice job playing the pitch, playing the option, that is, by Pat Moran. Really, Moran almost abandoning his safety spot and playing like an extra linebacker. He was right at the line of scrimmage and did a nice job as Dunbar thought about pitching, but the pitch man was covered, and he'll get maybe a yard. It'll be 3rd down and 10.
You know, some teams play what they call, what I used to call, a star defense, where you focus in one designated man. In this case, it's probably Pat Moran, and he zeroes in and keys Dunbar no matter where he goes. And not sure if they're doing that, but he was in on that one.
Here's Dunbar back to pass. Throws downfield. He's intercepted. It's going to be intercepted. And it certainly is by James Nacion, as Dunbar threw that one really kind of flat-footed. There's a couple of flags down on this one.
All kind of laundry, but I think it was offensive.
It's actually a legal procedure. It'll be declined. And Barnegat on the turnover will take over. That's not a good decision by Dunbar that time.
Well, yes and no, because it was third down. They were in a punting situation if they throw it incomplete. So almost works as a punt. However, you know, maybe the punt gets them 10 more yards or so.
Well, that's a weak defense, Ed.
31-yard line. The whole play was out of sync from the beginning with the procedure penalty, and he did throw it flat-footed. You can understand why they don't like to throw it a lot.
All right, so here's Barney get first and 10 from their 32 following the interception. McCoy hands off to Smithman up the middle. He's hit right away. Might be a loose ball on the play. Burrow's saying they have it.
Well, of course, they always do.
And they do. Last man up is number 9. That's Vitale. Jack Vitale, the outside linebacker, recovers the David Smithman fumble, and back-to-back turnovers will set up in the battle of the field position. That's a benefit for Point Barrow because they'll have it at the Barnegat 35-yard line. First down and 10 with 43 seconds left in a fast-moving opening quarter.
By the way, Kevin, in a big one up in Central Jersey, Group 4, Brick Memorial is on the board first. They lead it over Manalapan 7-0.
Here's the Panthers. Dunbar hands up this time to Vitale. He's got a big hole. He's got a first down and more. Down to the 20. 15 finally tripped up. Jack Vitale recovers the fumble, and on the next play goes 19 yards. Down to the 16-yard line, and Point Barrow on the move again in these final moments of the opening quarter. Let's see if we get another playoff before the quarter ends. We should. The flex bone is working. Dunbar will keep it. This time, good job again. That time it was number 40. Mark Magoon, the outside linebacker, played it well, did not let Dunbar get outside, and that should be the final play of the first quarter, and it is. We've played one in the South Jersey Group 2 quarterfinal. Point Barrow leads Barnegat 3-0, and the Panthers are threatening. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on 105.7 The Hawk.